Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Bula, this is Flo, your hostess with the mostess from Paradise Tavayuni Resort. You are listening to Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. And now here's Greg, the dive master, and the rest of the crazy Scuba Radio Scuba Squad, with the exception of Jerry, the turtle guy. Why is he always late? Come on, Jerry, let's go with the flow.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I think Flo just pointed out why Jerry the Diver Guy is not a good little diver boy. Probably he might get bypassed by the Easter Eel. I don't know how forgiving the Easter Eel is when it comes to visiting good little boy and girl divers every year for Easter. But I don't know. You know, Kenny brought up a good question, like, well, what makes you a good diver versus a bad diver?
What's the criteria?
Yeah.
How do you judge?
I've never really thought about that. I just figured.
I have one.
Brittany Brown seems to have an answer. What is it?
Not fin kicking the reef.
Not, okay, that makes sense. Yeah, you can't be a dozer diver. You can't be
gangly morally,
yeah.
Morally good or skills good?
Skills. We're all morally bad.
Yeah, we're all morally corrupt as far as this crew is concerned. So, Okay. Yeah, I mean, you got to be properly trained and execute. You can't be like Jerry. I'd basically do everything that Jerry doesn't.
What now?
Like, stay close to the dive flag when you're diving with a buddy team.
Measure your bug.
Don't get lobster, lobster fever.
Look.
Actually come up with air in your tank.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look. Exactly.
I've come up with air in my tank every time. It's not my fault. You all ran off and left me at the daggone honey hole.
Not true.
With all the lobsters.
The hot honey hole. Oh, hell yeah.
He's the only one that saw those lobsters that day.
Yeah, okay. Oh, so we got Dennis just chimed in to join the squad.
I was going to come up with all the lobsters.
And you should have measured them because you were pulling up some shorts.
Oh, there it is. There it is.
You had to throw at least two back.
That's another one that will not have the Easter Eel come.
Yeah, there'll be no eel in your turtle.
Keeper.
There was pulling one up short that was
actually okay. Yeah, Casey.
We have spoken.
Yeah, Casey gets a demerit for being a bad diver because he keeps speaking up when has not been recognized. I don't want to put you in timeout.
Greg has spoken.
I would like to speak, please.
Nope.
You may not have the floor.
Okay. What good's that?
It's good for us.
Yeah. No. Okay. Go ahead, Casey. What was your point?
You said Jerry kept pulling up the shorts. I was wondering if they looked a lot like red Spanx.
That's a different type of shorts. And we really don't want to go there.
I defend myself. I only had one short, and that was close underwater. Yeah. But when we got on the surface, it was still, we threw it back.
All right. Well, what's going to happen to him on Easter when the Easter Eel comes up through his plumbing? It's going to bite him right in the ass. That's what he does, Kenny, just for the record. If the Easter Eel thinks you've been a bad diver for the year, yeah, God help you.
And you know what he says when he does before he does that?
Well, I have rabies.
He goes, "I see your hiney, all fat and shiny.
No,
you
don't
better
think...
hide it before I bite it."
No, I don't think he sings. I haven't heard him.
Tank, no
it's
way.
Well known.
Yeah,
but
knows.
I really like that.
Brittany's turning into a dolphin.
Yeah, Brittany's signal went wiggy. Try it one more time, Brittany.
I'm walking. I said I really like that song.
Thank
you. Okay. Well,
throw her a fish.
All right. Okay. Brown Nose Ian will get you ahead.
She's
for sure.
She's a good
on this
diver.
Show. Yeah, she may have just went
okay, so
got over the threshold
right
there.
So what you're saying
she will be
is if you brown nose, you get ahead.
Duh, we've been doing this for 29 years. But you haven't caught
far,
on.
Damn. You're too far gone.
Jeez.
I'm not brown nosing.
No, I know. That's your problem.
We'll ever bring you back.
Get with the program, Jerry. Dennis. Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Well, wait, I was just saying, Dennis, do you have something you wanted to chime in? Or is this like you wanted
just
to
slow down suck at losers? Because my daughter and I were out diving the Vandenberg last weekend. You know, and I think that makes you a good diver just by going out and taking your buddy with you. And does that count?
It does. Greg. It does count. He does get a demerit for not having me go with him, though.
Well, taking
family over me. What the hell is wrong with your priorities, man? Come on.
I think I had the right priorities. I at least found my way back to the dive boat.
Okay. All right. I don't know where he's going with this, but roasting it doesn't sound appropriate.
That's the point. It seems like you got a participation trophy for being in a navigation class, Greg.
Who lost the boat? Aren't there lines on that wreck?
Greg loses his way every time.
That is incorrect.
Navigation.
I guarantee he would have needed to brush up on his Spanish on that dive, though, because they said the current was strong but manageable. I disagree because I got a full upper body workout before I even got to the downline.
Absolutely. Yeah.
But why do you have to have no Spanish? I don't get it.
Because if you let go of that wreck, you were going to wake up in Cuba.
Oh! Yeah. But they have no power. So
she was ripping pretty good.
If you have a dive light,
the Vandenberg is always got a current. It's kind of like the
bib.
The bin.
The bib, right. Okay.
The bib is just...
Once a week,
you might get on it.
It was a great dive, though, and it turned out we timed it perfectly because last week, I guess the weather had been just garbage, you know, high winds, and it was cold.
Right.
So this was the first day out was last Sunday that they actually took a trip out to that boat.
All right.
And,
well, I'm going to give him credit then. I'm going to say Dennis could fall in the category of being a good diver. There's a very good chance he's going to get chocolate around his throne. On Easter morning. And that would make you happy, right, Dennis?
Oh, absolutely. Love the chocolate.
See?
And throne chocolate?
Well,
technically,
what?
The Easter eel is a brown noser himself.
Well.
I mean, come on. By definition.
Good point.
Now, that's funny.
Yeah. I don't care who
the
you
difference
are.
Is depth perception. Remember that.
Good point. All right.
I hear Vinny laughing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm still processing things.
Yeah, he's trying to figure out what the hell we're talking about.
Recalculating.
I look at Vinny and his face is like that little ball that circles on your computer. And it's working.
Yeah, each ball of death.
The wheels go around.
Yeah. Okay.
The wheels on the bus go around and around.
But I don't know, Kenny, I doubt this is helping. What would you think the threshold between a good diver and a bad diver would be? Just how they dive and how responsible they seem to be?
Well, yeah. I mean, there's boat etiquette, too. There's like,
Benny's
you
out.
Know. Is he, someone poke him? You okay?
What? Yeah.
No, yeah, I think a good matching, a good diver to maybe someone that's going to drop down into a tech dive to the bottom on the Vandenberg might not be a good diver to someone who's just diving the shallow part.
Good point. You know? Good point. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's
basically
a good paired buddy.
If you just look at the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad and do exactly the opposite, your odds are with you that you're going to be on the good side.
If you follow Greg, you will be lost.
All right. Yeah. Whatever.
So is there a good eel and a bad eel visit, or is it just
no,
a bad
No, it's the same one. He's either friendly. Because
he's going to come bring you
It's just like that red
nitro.
Guy up north. You get a lump of coal, or you get a present.
Yeah.
Yes.
But no, it's not a lump of coal. He bites you in the ass, or he gives you some nice, tasty chocolate. Yes, Brittany.
Hopefully it's wrapped.
Okay. Nope. And one more thing that everyone in Scuba Radio absolutely 100% lacks. Being diver ready the second that the dive master says dive, dive, dive.
That's right. That's when it goes back to Jerry. What is he? The turtle slut? What is it?
Juicy butt turtle.
Juicy
slut.
Butt
turtle slut.
And you know the juicy butt thing may work for the Easter eel. I don't know.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.